Welcome to the Big Idea to Bestseller podcast, where we are turning your dream of writing a book into your reality. On this show, you'll learn how to write, publish, and launch a nonfiction book from the most elite professionals and entrepreneurs from around the world. I'm your host, Jake Kelfer, four-time bestselling author and founder of the Big Idea to Bestseller program, and I'm here to reveal the secrets of what it takes to write an incredible book to grow your business, become the go-to expert, and change the world. So whether you want more credibility, you want more coaching clients, you want to start a business, or you simply want to share a powerful message, this podcast was made for you. Let's go! How do you write an unbelievable nonfiction book that actually converts into clients? That is what we are going to talk about. And I'm going to give you 7 tips to write, publish, and launch a nonfiction book that will convert into clients, speaking gigs, and credibility. You do the work one time, you do it right, and you will be able to use this for years and years to come. So let's get into it. Number one, the first tip I have for you is that you have to have a great idea that solves a specific problem. The more specific the problem, the more niche you are, the better. Now, this may sound counterintuitive because you might be thinking, hey, Jake, well, if I go really niche, I'm going to eliminate potentially millions of readers. And I say to that, good. Why? Because you are not trying to necessarily, and you do not need necessarily to have the greatest book that was ever sold and sell the most amount of copies. If your goal is for speaking engagements, for coaching clients, and authority and thought leadership, well, you should write the best book on the problem that you are most well equipped to solve so that you can help the people best. The more niche, the better. Let me give you another example of why this is so important. If you are trying to get a speaking gig and there is person A and person B, person A has a book, person B doesn't, person A is seen as more of the authority on that said topic. But now let's go one step deeper. Let's say there's a conference in real estate and you have a general real estate book. Amazing. That is very valuable. But there's someone else who has a book on how to make your first 6 figures on short-term rentals. And they are doing and looking for a keynote on the short-term rentals. Which person is more likely to get selected, assuming everything else equal? The person that has the more specific book, who's seen as the more forward authority on that said topic. So having a very specific book is awesome. My book, Big Idea to Bestseller, this is literally about how to write, publish, and launch a nonfiction book to grow your business and make an impact. If you don't want to write a book, you won't read this. If you don't want to write a nonfiction book, you won't read this. That's amazing. Sure. Do I miss out on potentially millions and millions of people who read books? Yes. But I am really laser focused on helping people write, publish, and launch nonfiction books. So this book was a great topic for me. And when you have a great idea that solves a problem, this becomes a major differentiator for you amongst all the other competition that exists out there. Not only do you have a book, but you have a very specific book. And that specificity is what can turn heads. Tip number two is you need to write a compelling book. Okay, if the book sucks, it doesn't matter what you offer because they don't believe that you actually are the expert you're claiming to be. So you need to write a compelling book that combines stories with teaching. So here's a simple framework for what you could do for a chapter of a nonfiction book. And if you look at a lot of your favorite books, you'll notice that there's an actual structure within each chapter. Now, I'll be honest. When I was growing up and I was reading books, I had no freaking clue this existed. But as I started to study books and as I read a lot more, I realized that there was a simple framework that many books followed. And it combined stories and teaching. And so a framework that you could use as you write a book is tell a story that is relevant based on the concept you are teaching in that chapter. Give the lesson. What is the lesson you are trying to teach based on the story you just shared? And then what is the message you want people to leave with? At the end of that chapter, add some form of a call to action, whether that's a free download to a resource, whether that's move on to the next chapter, or whether that's an action item based on the specific chapter that you just did. Now, stories and teaching. Stories allow people to get to know you. This is how people see your personality. They say who you are. They learn about you outside of you just telling them what to do. This is also creates the entertainment and the engagement of a compelling book. And then the other thing is the teaching. This is where you let people see your style and your vibe, and they determine if they see you or your company as somebody they want to work with. For example, somebody read my book. They said, I really like your straightforward, high energy personality that comes through in the book. Jake, how can you possibly have that come through your book? Well, I say, let's go in my book with six O's because that's my personality. I am an upbeat guy. If you want a coach that's not like me, well, then you would feel that in my book. And I'd hope that the information is still valuable. And then I hope that you do find the right person to help you with it. But when you teach and you combine stories with teaching, you build trust and credibility and relatability with, hey, I like this person. I want to work with this person. I believe they have the answers to my problem. That is how you create a compelling book. Tip number three is when you are writing your book, you do not need to share everything that you've ever experienced or everything that you know. You just need to share what is relevant for your readers. I was talking with somebody the other day and they were like, Jake, I have all these journals. I have all these journals. I don't know what to include. And I said, okay, let's pause. And then we broke down an entire game plan and they realized that they only needed a small sliver of some of their past information. Why? Because everything that they know is amazing, but not everything that they know is relevant to this specific book. And when you are limited on your words, now you could write a book however long you want, but if you're trying to write a book that is in 30 to 45,000 word range, you aren't going to be able to include everything that you know. You may think that's kind of crazy. You may think, how am I going to fill up that many words? But once you get into it, oftentimes you're not looking for more to say. You're looking for how do I make what I already said more concise. Okay, so you don't need to share everything you know. You just need to share what is relevant for your reader. And when you do that, the reader has a better experience. They're more likely to complete the chapters, which leads them to be more likely to complete the book. And people who are more likely to complete the book are more likely to take the next action item because you've already helped them achieve something in the form of completing a book. Tip number four. When you are writing your book, you do not, I repeat, you do not need to be the greatest in the world at what it is that you do or what it is that you are writing about. You just need to be 1 to 2 steps ahead of your ideal reader. When I wrote Elevate Beyond, it was my first book. I wrote this book 1 year out of college and it was a career development book. And I had a lot of imposter syndrome around who am I to write this book? There's no way. There are people that have more career experience than I have life experience and they haven't even written these books. Why would anyone listen to me? And it hit me. I didn't have to be the world's greatest expert on career development. I just had to write a book that could help the people 1 to 2 steps behind me. And I knew that I could do that because those people were always asking me questions. And so when I released that book, I didn't focus on trying to be the guy that was the smartest author in the world or the smartest career development expert in the world. I focused on trying to be the best career development expert that could help somebody 1 to 2 steps behind me. And that's why I focused on getting into colleges and high schools and different career academies. And that's what took my book to success and started an entire speaking career. Tip number five. Do not wait until launch day to talk about your book. Instead, invite people along the journey and include them throughout. Here's what I mean by this. Oftentimes authors will wait. They'll write their book in secrecy and then they'll launch their book. And all of a sudden they're like, wait, why isn't anyone buying my book? Well, no one's buying your book because they're like, wait, you just wrote a book? What the heck? I'm so confused. Instead, talk about as you're going, share your milestones. People love to be included in the journey. So share when you have your title idea, when you're doing your cover, when you wrote your first word, the fact that you're doing it, when you have your launch date. Any big milestone is a great way to include your audience. And when people feel included along the journey, they become more invested. When they become more invested, they're more likely to buy when the book's actually out, which can increase your ranking, which can build your momentum and take you to the bestsellers list. Tip number six is get your book professionally edited and designed. This is one of the easiest ways to tell the difference between an amateur and a pro. If your book is not polished, if your book does not look like a professional book, if your cover is dog shit, you will not sell copies. People will not want to read your book. This is a very easy way to tell that you either rushed through the process, that you didn't care enough, and sometimes this can be a negative impact on your brand or business because people think you don't pay attention to details, that you're not focused on actually creating great experience. So it really is important to get your book professionally edited and designed. And that's one of the things that, we can help you with is our team of editors will edit your book. We will design a book cover for you. We will format the interior of your book. We will do all of these things for you or show you how to do them so that you are not wasting money or so that you are not putting out an average or mediocre product. Because the market, your customers, they're not blind. They can see what a good cover is versus a bad cover. They can see if a book looks polished or if the book looks like it was put together in 15 minutes. So really do your job to make sure that it is as professional looking as possible. And editing, design, both interior and exterior are great, great ways to identify how good and professional a book can be. And then tip number seven, it is called a best-selling book. It is not called a best written book. I didn't become a best written author. I became a best selling author. And if you are using a book, a nonfiction book, to grow your business, okay, it's very important to give the reader what they need, share your stories, teach what you got to teach, understand that you only need to be 1 to 2 steps ahead, and put that into the book. Write the best book that you can, and then make sure you market the book. Okay? If you write the greatest book ever, but no one hears about it, no one hears about it. If you write a good book and everybody talks about it, that book becomes better. Now, here's the thing. When you are writing a good book, you are solving a problem. You are helping somebody get a result. You are telling stories. You are teaching them. You are helping somebody get from where they are today to where they want to be. And if you can do that, your writing style has the ability to adapt and to evolve and to not be perfect. And that's okay. As long as you can write a great book that really helps people, people are going to resonate with that. And it's going to allow for word of mouth. It's going to allow for you to build your brand, your business, your author brand, and so much more. So I hope that these 7 tips really help you either identify a limiting belief that's maybe stopped you up to this point, or excites you about what to look forward to as you embark on your book writing journey. Now, if you want to learn more about how to write and publish and launch a nonfiction book for your business, then I want to give you a free copy of my book. All you have to do is go to go.bigideatobestseller.com/free-book. That's go.bigideatobestseller.com/free-book. That's what I got for you today. I hope you enjoyed this, and let's go. Thank you so much for listening to the Big Idea to Bestseller podcast. I hope you enjoyed this episode. If you're ready to get started writing your dream book to grow your business and make an impact, then go ahead and go to bigideatobestseller.com. That's www.bigideatobestseller.com. You can get some free resources. You can grab a free copy of my book, Big Idea to Bestseller. And you can check out everything that we have to help you get started absolutely for free. Together, we're changing the world one book at a time. I'll see you on the next one. Let's go!